Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Molly McCord, and welcome to my weekly astrology podcast, where we talk about the energies of right now and how these energies are affecting us, how they're working with us, and how we can best make use of them. In this show, we cover what is happening right now, as well as future potentials and possibilities and things to just be aware of in this world of astrology. What I like to do is combine intuitive messages and spiritual guidance to add to how we talk about astrology. And in today's special topic, we're going to cover Jupiter in Sagittarius, and it could feel like a course. It really could. You're learning a lot here, not only about Jupiter in Sagittarius, but about some of the bigger cycles of energies that you're going to be experiencing from the dates that Jupiter moves through Sag, which is November 9th, 2018, until December 2nd, 2019. So 13 months of this energy of Jupiter in Sagittarius, which is one of its home energies. Jupiter is known for being the ruler of Sagittarius, and it used to also rule the sign of Pisces, and that was before the planet Neptune was discovered. And so Jupiter is comfortable in Sagittarius and comfortable in Pisces. Both of those are different energy signatures. And we're going to talk about what this means as Jupiter moves through Sagittarius and highlights some other energy cycles that we've had since 1995. So I'm going to go into that in this show. And then I'm also going to touch on the galactic center and what it means when Jupiter goes over that point in the sky, which is between 25 to 29 degrees of Sagittarius. Now, it's actually a little bit tighter. It's typically known as maybe 26 to 28 degrees of Sag, but I like to give it that extra degree because there is a sense of the incoming energies and the expansion of it, and it can feel quite big as Jupiter moves through Sagittarius. So we're going to cover a lot in this episode, and thank you for joining me. I have been studying astrology for over 25 years, and I've been a professional intuitive astrologer for 10 years. Intuitive astrologer means I simply trust the intuitive messages that I feel as I'm doing these readings and this information, and I believe that it adds another layer of value and benefit. It helps you to even tune in on some deeper messages for yourself. So I appreciate all of those who have connected with me through the years, and we're going to have a great show today. So let's start with the basics of Jupiter, what the planet Jupiter is about. And if you are not familiar with the Jupiter archetype, it is the one of expansion. Jupiter makes things bigger. It is the biggest planet in our solar system. It is about ease, abundance, growth. What can I learn? How can I be more? How can I take something and look at it in a very optimistic way? It's the energy of where things happen easier, where you can feel that there's more gifts. You don't have to work too hard with the Jupiter energy. It's where we are tapped into abundance, manifestations, flows. And when we understand the Jupiter cycles, we understand where these energies are showing up in our life. So as Jupiter moves through each of the astrological signs, it moves around your natal chart, and it moves around and it highlights particular houses and planets as well as points in your natal chart. And by points, I mean specifically your ascendant, nadir or icy, descendant or midheaven. So Jupiter takes a full 12 years to move through all astrological signs and spends about 1 year in each astrological sign, give or take. And as I said, Jupiter will spend 13 months here in Sagittarius. So you'd want to find the place in your chart where Sagittarius energy reigns, because that is where Jupiter is going to move through and expand and bring in more gifts, more bounty, more ease, more flow, more joy. Jupiter is where we want to understand the bigger meaning and where we search for truth. And because Jupiter is at home in Sagittarius, this is a quest. It's the quest for truth. So the Sagittarian energy is expanded, it's amplified and made bigger. And because of that, Jupiter feels very strong in Sagittarius. He's on his home turf. He's in his home energy where he can really go big and he can really expand into what he knows is true for him. And I call Jupiter a him. We tend to give planets gender, and Jupiter is known to be a him. And that's because it's really the understanding that when you tap into the higher knowledge, you're tapping into what you're learning. And that's what Jupiter and Sagittarius is about. What have I been learning? What is the meaning? What is right and what is wrong? Where is there justice? Where can I understand how all these pieces fit together? Where can I understand what is truth and what is false? So the energy of Jupiter and Sagittarius brings up our belief systems, what we believe about truth, what we believe about right and wrong. It is the energy of our opinions. And those opinions, belief systems, and what we deem as right or wrong are based on what we've been learning. And you've had experiences that have formed your beliefs. You've had experiences that have given you information on what is right and what is wrong, what is best and what is worst. So we arrive at what is my view of the world? What are the lens that I use to evaluate what is true, what is just, what is fair? And does that include the people who think differently, the people who have a different belief system, different opinions? We bring all these areas get stirred up when Jupiter is in Sagittarius, and we can feel more opinionated, we can feel more righteous, we can feel like a know-it-all, seen it all, I've experienced it all, I've read every book, I've studied every religion, I've taken every class on the planet, I know everything. So Sagittarian energy is the one who seeks out information, knowledge, understanding, and wants to apply it to the world, wants to use it as a framework for understanding what we experience and how we move through life. So this energy comes through, and the Jupiter expansion energy makes it all bigger and brighter and bolder. Sagittarius is about going big. It is having a big laugh. It is wanting to experience big highs. It is the adventurer, the explorer, the seeker. Sagittarius is connected with international travel, as in, I want to get out there. I want a new adventure. I want to see something different or new. It's the parts of us that look for the bigger meanings in life, and we do that through higher education, philosophical studies, legal systems, because that's about justice, right, and what is acceptable in different cultures. It's understanding different cultures. It's understanding how people live and what they believe and where they want to find meaning. It's expansive because Sagittarius takes you out of your home or your immediate environment and connects you with the bigger world. And so Sagittarian energy is all about that expansion. But if anything expands too far, it can be too much. And so this is where you can eat too much and not know when to cut back. So it pertains to, for example, your weight. because you want to just keep eating at the buffet. Or it's like you drink too much and then you have a hangover. You go too far and you have to backtrack and make amends. You do anything too much, and that is the Jupiter in Sagittarius, because it doesn't want limits. It wants to keep going and moving. This is the energy of different potentials, different choices, different possibilities. I don't want to be tied down. I don't want to be held back. I want freedom. And freedom is a really big energy of Jupiter and Sagittarius. So it's the freedom to choose, the freedom to decide, the freedom to do what you want, independence, the freedom to just do whatever you want. And that's a big thing for Sagittarian energy, is that it doesn't want to be restrained or held back. It wants to be set free. So this is the energy of I'm ready for the next adventure, the next quest, the next call of my soul, the next thing that I must experience. Jupiter in Sagittarius can, as I said, go too far, and it can be hard to rein it in or to pull it back, because it's a very uplifting energy. It's very inspiring and it's motivating. And so there can be a sense of not knowing when too much is too much. So that's going to be one of the energies we have to be aware of in ourselves, is when has this gone too far? When is this too much? When do I have to say no to the next meal or to the next drink or to the next anything? Because there's a sense of the good times will always last when Jupiter is in Sagittarius. And honestly, that's part of what we're ready for. Because before Jupiter goes into Sagittarius, we slog through the depths of Jupiter in Scorpio, which is emotionally intense, which is going into our fears. And it can be emotionally exhausting. It can be difficult at times. It can be that sense of, when do I rise back out of my personal cave and come back up to the light? So Jupiter in Scorpio, it gives us the gifts of learning from our fears. It brings in the greater ease in transformation, because Scorpio is about the transformation where you understood the fear of something and you had to work through it. But with Jupiter's support, that transformation can show up and be a little bit more graceful. So we go through the depths of Jupiter in Scorpio, and that's why we've been seeing so many stories and secrets come to light around abuse and secrets and power issues and control and what was under the surface. All of these things come up, and we learn from our fears. We learn from our emotions too. Jupiter in Scorpio gifts us with greater wisdom about our emotional truth. Then Jupiter moves into Sagittarius, and we're looking to be uplifted. Now, Scorpio is a water sign. And after every water sign, there is a fire sign. And you can think of it as when you are drenched in the pouring rain, or you are soaking wet from being in the water for too long, you want to warm up. And then you go to the fire. You go to the light, and you warm up. And so with Jupiter moving into Sagittarius, we warm up. And we start to tap into even more of our creativity, our inspiration, and we begin to see the bigger picture. And so this is the energy of things making sense, of finally seeing I can understand why I went through something, or I can understand why I had to have that experience, or I faced my fear. And then the universe, God, spirit comes through with the reward, with the manifestation of that next energy. So Jupiter in Sagittarius lifts you up out of the depths of Scorpio and asks you to see something differently, to feel more optimistic, to feel more open to your choices now. This is a forward-moving energy where you're meant to say, okay, I went through that. I had some hard stuff. I learned from it. What do I want next? And the Jupiter in Sagittarius gives you the motivation to focus on what's next. That next adventure, that next call of your soul, the next passion project, the next area of expansion. And because it takes Jupiter 12 years to move through all the astrological signs, Jupiter has not been in Sagittarius for 12 years. And so now you're being asked to look at, what do I need right now based on who I am now? Because you're different now than who you were 12 years ago. So there's something new that you're meant to trust, that you're meant to have faith in. This is a renewal of hope. It really is. It's where, you know, after the dark night of the soul, the sun always rises. The sun always rises again. And this is an understanding that there's good things coming, even if it's been really, really hard. And I do want to give a shout out to any of you who have your sun in Sagittarius or strong Sagittarian energy, because the past few years were probably really hard because you had Saturn in Sagittarius conjunct your sun plus Chiron in Pisces squaring your sun. And it was some kind of crisis, some kind of big shift, something very real happened that was a turning point. And you've made it through that. And now the Jupiter in Sagittarius is coming through to boost you back up. It's like this recharge of your natural energy for the sun in Sagittarius people. This also pertains to anyone who has any planets or points in Sagittarius. Jupiter comes through and it just shines this bright, warm light where maybe you felt it's been cold or you were thawed to the bone or you were just waiting for something positive to come through. This is going to warm you, inspire you, get you motivated and get you going. So this is a big time for the Sagittarian planets. Now, it's important to connect this cycle with previous cycles in order to understand the themes in your life. And that's why this episode is actually more of a course, an astrology course, because I'm going to give you some information here that you might need to sit with or think about in order to understand what you've been moving through. Now, the Sagittarian energy is always about going higher, going further, learning more. It's like you take endless courses or you seek a lot of mystical information. Sagittarian is associated with what you believe about the world. And for some people, that can be their belief systems are connected to religion, or it can be connected to other understandings, metaphysical, mystical, esoteric knowledge. There's so many ways to understand how we live and how you move through the world. And so whenever a planet, an outer planet, comes into Sagittarius, it asks the collective to look at what they believe and to discern what is their current truth, what is your current truth, and to allow something to shift. Is it too rigid? Have you been stuck? Is there a part of you that needs something fresh, a new higher understanding? And so you can take this current understanding of what Jupiter and Sagittarius will expand and apply it to previous cycles that we've been moving through. And one of the biggest cycles was actually back, it started back in 1995. That is when Pluto went into Sagittarius. It went in at night, it went in fully November 11th, 1995. And Pluto stayed in Sagittarius until November 25th, 2008. 1995 to 2008, Pluto in Sagittarius was coming through and tearing things up around this part of your life where Sagittarian energy is. Pluto is the slowest moving planet. It creates the deepest transformation and change. It requires you to change at a deep soul level. There's no going back. Those are previous definitions of yourself. This could have been energy that worked with you intensely during those years. Wow, yeah, 1995, 2008. So I know it'll probably take some sitting with to think about what happened for you over that time span. And it's important to know that whatever changed for you permanently, like it was gone. I mean, and this could have been at any area of life. Again, it depends on where the Sagittarius energy is in your chart and if you have any planets or points there. But it would have been really deeply changing what you believe, either about yourself, your values, the world, and it would have shifted things in a way that was really challenging and hard and would have been pushing you. And you could look back on those years and realize, I was a completely different person. And you were. Because when Pluto is done with the sign, it left again in November 2008, it would have been a huge inner transformation and even renovation. You know how they have all the television shows where they go in and they gut the house and completely renovate it? Well, that's what Pluto does, is it goes in and it guts it out where you can't keep anything. You know, you've got to get rid of everything and the kitchen sink. And so that's what anyone with strong Sagittarius energy was experiencing. And so now, I mean, that was 10 years ago, at least. You have changed in such a way that this energy is coming through in a whole new manner to take you higher. Pluto and Sag really would have challenged what you believed in yourself and where you needed to get stronger, where you need to think bigger, where you need to have more trust, faith, 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 and hope. Trust, faith, and hope. And all of that would have been a really trying time. Another cycle then that happened in Sagittarius was Saturn, which was just last year it finished up. So Pluto went through Sag 12 years, 13 years, and changed your life permanently, completely, no going back. Then Saturn came through December 2014 until December 2017. And Saturn is the one who shows up and says, all right, it's time to make some choices. What are you going to commit to? What are you going to be responsible for? What matters to you now? Where are you really feeling stronger in who you are, what you want, what you're building, what you're creating? I need your decisions now. So Saturn in Sagittarius moved through this same point in your chart of all these Sagittarian planets and points and asked you to get real, to make commitments, to take responsibility, to look at what structures you had to put in place, where you had to say no, where you had to say yes. And it would have been firming up parts of you. So Saturn is ultimately strengthening, but Saturn makes us do the work on our own. It can be lonely. It can be challenging. It could be like, I have too much to do, or can I really make this happen? There's a sense of, are you believing in yourself? Again, believing, trusting, having faith, returning to hope, all keywords for Sagittarius. So that Saturn energy was really strong. It was actually December 2014 to December 2017. And so you had to perhaps clear out some things, okay? And that's also when Chiron in Pisces was squaring Saturn, which is hard because that's a letting go. That's something, a turning point. That's the energy of there's no going back. Something shifts permanently and completely. And loss. There's usually loss with Chiron and Saturn in a square. And so the Sagittarian planets and points have been through the ringer. And it's been challenging. And there's been times when you have felt so alone. I mean, alienated, which is another energy of Sagittarius, alienation. Because Sagittarius is the one that leaves the tribe. It's the one that strikes out on its own. It says, okay, great, we know what's happening here in the community. Now I need to go and find something new and fresh and the next adventure, the next understanding, the bigger world. And because you leave, you feel alienation. You understand that you're different. And depending on your chart, that could be empowering or that could be hard at first. But that's part of the Sagittarius, is feeling that you're alone. And yet the other side of that coin is all the freedom and the independence that you have and you love. So you can get through it because now you're really free to do your own thing. So we had, just as a quick review, Pluto came through 1995 to 2008, tore everything up and transformed it permanently. No going back. It could have been like many times, many places in your life went through big transformation. Then Saturn came through in Sagittarius late 2014 to late 2017 and said, okay, who are you now? And claim it. Claim who you are now. And it was unsettled. There's things that weren't clear because of that Chiron squaring in Pisces. And so there was, again, the perception that you lost faith or you lost hope and you lost trust in the bigger process. But just like we go through these dark nights of the soul in this part of your chart, the sun always rises and Jupiter's coming in. And Jupiter, I'm going to cry. Jupiter's like, this is everything you want. And it just wasn't time before. And now it's time. And I'm feeling like I'm going to cry only because I know how much some of you have been pushed to the limit with your trusting process. I've talked to you. I've held your hand. I've like, you know, you're like, sometimes when you're going through this hard stuff and you're in that dark night of the soul, you're like, I just need to hold someone's hand when I'm in the dark. And now we have a cycle where the lights are coming on. The new road is going to be clear. The next adventure begins. And Jupiter moving into Sagittarius can make things happen quickly and big and bold and exciting because it's a fire sign. And so it gets lit up and it wants to go big and go expansive. And there's that sense of divine timing. And Sagittarian energies are very much tied and connected deeply to Source, God, Creator, angels, whatever you call it. Because there's that underpinning, like that deep foundation of trust in what is to come and what is unfolding. And the belief that we live in a magical universe. Jupiter returns to his home energy of Sagittarius, and he brings in the good news, the easy opportunities, the better projects, the next areas of optimism, those things that you thought were in the corner or that were taken away or that left or that lost. It's like Jupiter comes back home, fat, drunk, and happy, and he's just going, it's like he spoils. He spoils you with the energy and in a good way. It's that sense of I want to give you more because of how long you've been waiting. And I know that some of you have been waiting a long time. And it's, like I said, the Sagittarian energies and planets have gotten some big hits in the recent years. And I really hope that this Jupiter and Sag energy restores your faith in yourself and your trust in the universe and your belief in how divine timing is always in play. And this energy of Jupiter and Sagittarius works with everybody. And so everyone's opinions get louder. Everyone's exaggerates. It's like, oh, I caught the biggest fish, right? Everyone's going to catch the biggest everything. It's the whopper lies. It's everything getting big and amplified. But how you harness that is with your intention, and you harness it with your sense of what do I want, where am I going? And it's important to know that not only is Jupiter in Sagittarius in his home sign, but Saturn is in his home sign of Capricorn as well. So you have two planets in their home energies, their easiest energies. And I see this as a wonderful way of following that Jupiter in Sagittarius inspiration, vision, what you want to create and make happen. And then the Sagittarius in Capricorn is applying it, creating the structures, putting in the work, making it real. It's a great synergy here. And it's understanding how pieces had to come into place first. Cycles had to happen. I'm also getting the image of things had to be flushed out, whether that's within you or in your project or in the world or in something. It's like something had to get flushed out, and then there's the clean space and the new path. Jupiter in Sagittarius is meant to make you restore faith and trust and belief in yourself. But there is a responsibility here with what that is for you. And what have you learned about that? I mean, where have you seen that go sour, for example? Or where have you seen that belief in yourself pay off? There's a sense of, I can do it, and motivation, and I'm not alone. I've never been alone. God, the creator, the universe is right here with me. And that's how Sagittarian energy really excels, is in really connecting its own energy to what's bigger than. Because again, Jupiter in Sag wants to go bigger, and you can only get as far as your faith and your trust in something bigger than you. So it's quite uplifting. It's connected with, like I said, laughter and having fun and having an adventure and travel. So it could be that you're ready for that long-distance trip that you've put off, or to go to a different country. You're ready to understand a different culture or something that felt foreign. Well, it's only foreign until you experience it, and then it becomes something that you understand and you have more knowledge about. So this is a time of expanding your knowledge base, being open to new ideas, learning, staying curious. That's the positive side of this energy. The other side of Sagittarius is that it's a know-it-all. Like I said, it has all the answers. It's already read every book. It's taken every course. You can't tell a Sagittarius anything. That is one of the energies too. But the way to handle this is to stay open to the new possibilities, because we're living in new energies, new. So where are you ready to claim even more of you, and to understand that what you've been moving through is meant to pay off? Now, the last time Jupiter was in Sagittarius was November 2006. To December 2007, 12 years ago, right? Because it takes 12 years for Jupiter to move through every sign. And back then, in 2006 and 2007, we also had Pluto in Sagittarius. So So Pluto was tearing things up and changing it permanently, and Jupiter came in and amplified it and tried to bring in some good news or some possibilities, and even brought in some new solutions, and perhaps things did come through at the last minute or the final hour. But the Pluto energy was stronger. The Pluto energy was really transforming in a way that you couldn't fight it. And you couldn't stop what had to happen, what had to evolve, what had to grow, what had to die. And that's part of Pluto, is that it kills. It kills parts of us. It kills parts of our life. It kills parts of our energies, because it's essentially saying, all right, this is what is no longer going to serve you going forward. So something new has to come up and out. So the last time Jupiter was in Sagittarius, we had these overlapping energies where something wanted to be happy or expansive, but underneath it, the undercurrent was of that Pluto transformation that was permanent. So that definitely affected the last time we felt this energy of Jupiter in Sagittarius. This time is different, okay? This time is not the same, because Pluto is no longer in Sagittarius. Saturn is done with Sagittarius as well. So there's been this, going back to that example of the home being torn down and taken out and demolished, and then Saturn came back in and said, okay, what are you going to build here instead, putting in the new framework, the new structure, the new building. Now Jupiter comes in and says, now we're going to have some fun. Now we're going to go big with decorating it and making what you want and making sure that it's true to you and that it's something that resonates with who you are now, and it will be even better because of it. It'll be even better. So this is where we return to trusting the cycles and being in that place of openness and wonder without giving away our power, without feeling like a victim, without feeling like there's nothing coming, the despair that can set in. Well, this Jupiter in Sagittarius is going to help you return to faith in yourself. And again, it's November 9th, 2018 until December 2nd, 2019. Now, to give you some more specifics on the degrees, Jupiter enters Sagittarius November 9th and goes all the way to 24 degrees of Sagittarius until April 11th. So November to April, full steam ahead. And it just expands and blossoms and grows and amplifies. And it's like it brings new life to parts of your chart that have felt stagnant or stuck. It, again, it's like I'm getting the image of fields of flowers finally bloom. Stations retrograde at 24 degrees of Sagittarius, and it goes back to 14 degrees of Sagittarius until August 12th. So it goes to 24 degrees, moves backwards to 14 degrees, and then it will station direct August 12th and move through the second half of Sagittarius, 14 degrees to 29 degrees, until December 2nd. So I'll be talking about this in the weekly podcast and going into these energies and how Jupiter in Sagittarius is also making conversations with other planets and the sun and everything that it's amplifying. Also looking at where it's going overboard. It's doing too much. It's eating too much, drinking too much, having too much fun. But in your chart, it is the degrees of 14 degrees to 24 degrees that Jupiter is going to be traveling three times Okay, so that's really where it's going to emphasize the energies for you. 14 degrees to 24 degrees of Sagittarius. And that's also going to work with any planets or points in the fire signs of Aries and Leo between 14 degrees and 24 degrees. Now, the other thing that's going to be happening here is that later on in 2019, Jupiter is going to go over the galactic center. The galactic center is typically between 26 to 28 degrees of Sagittarius, although I'm going to make it a little bit wider here, from 25 degrees to 29 degrees of Sag. And this is where our galaxy connects with the galactic center and connects with other energies from other places. Of course, we live in a giant, limitless universe. And it's a big connection point for downloads, intuition, psychic development, sensory overload, more information coming through. It's being finely attuned to higher energies. And Jupiter is going to go over these degrees, 25 degrees to 29 degrees of Sag, later in 2019. And it's going to open us up on a collective level to more messages, more downloads, more psychic development, more understanding of ourselves in the cosmos. It's very expansive. And let me give you some dates on that, because it's going to hit that 25 degrees of Sagittarius November 10th and move through until December 2nd. So November 10th, 2019, by the way, 2019, is when Jupiter will go over the galactic center and really expand collective consciousness, open it up a bit more, help people see the bigger picture, the bigger ways to understand ourselves on the planet, ourselves as energy beings, its spiritual expansion, psychic expansion, cosmic consciousness expansion. The last time this happened was December 2007, when Jupiter and Sagittarius went over the galactic center. And that's also when Pluto in Sagittarius went over the galactic center, was in 2007. So there was a big emphasis here on humanity's next steps and how to move the energies forward and how to stay open to our journeys, how to stay open to understanding ourselves and that we are always meant to be growing. We are here to be continually learning, and that there's truly no way to know it all because of how information is always in motion and how it's always expanding us. So this is quite an expansive energy, and be mindful of how that affects your body, because you could gain weight. You could gain it from food. You could gain weight from water. You could gain weight from the energies. That is one way that Jupiter in Sag shows up. However, Sagittarius is a runner. It's actually the marathon runner that runs the long distance. And so, however you can work off the energy and move it through you, follow that fire, follow that need to explore and travel, that's one way to take care of your energy and your body. Sagittarius rules the legs. And again, that need to walk, run, go somewhere. The long-distance walker is a great way to understand Sagittarius because it wants to travel far. This is a time of coming back to what you need in yourself right now. Now, this does depend on where the Sagittarius energy is in your natal astrology chart, but it's asking you to have a renewal of faith, a renewal of trust, a renewal of yourself in who you are, what you're about, what matters to you right now, and again, taking the energy forward. If it's felt really stuck, if it's felt really intense, This is where you're going to feel the warming, again, of that fire energy, of being lit up, of feeling like you're supported and you were never alone, that you feel the faith in yourself. And there could be new definitions of faith, of trust, of belief. And there could be that sense of, I'm ready for more. More of myself, more of understanding what I'm about, more of sharing my gifts, more of, you know, insert at the end of the sentence what that means for you. More what? And keep in mind that your intentions will be the driving force of that. Now, we're also going to see with this energy justice, because Jupiter in Sagittarius, it takes all of the secrets and information that it gathered while moving through Scorpio, and it bangs down the gavel and says, this is right or this is wrong, or this is true or this is false. So there's a weighing of decisions. There are clear verdicts. There is a new understanding of what's useful in society. There are things that get changed. Education will change. The way that we travel will change. The way that we look at our legal systems, the way that we look at anything that's meant to expand humanity is going to come up. And we will determine, okay, what is true for us? What matters? This also relates to publishing, because publishing is how we share information, we get it out there. It relates to anything where you're sharing with the world, whether that's teaching or learning. So it's quite a big energy, and thankfully we have grounding support with Saturn in Capricorn that reminds you, you have to make choices, you can't do it all, you need to follow what you can handle. But the Jupiter in Sagittarius energy gives you that new sense of, I can do this. I've got this. Okay. I see now what I was learning. And if you can have that perspective, that you are always learning, you're always meant to be gathering new intelligence and new information, that can help provide you with a new sense of self and of optimism. So it's quite a renewal energy. It's meant to help you with the next phase of your life, where you're ready to go, where you're ready to grow. And I hope this has given you some good insights around the current energy cycles and how it connects to previous energy cycles. And if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm going to have those dates below the video so that you can see, again, what those dates were and maybe make some connections for yourself around the themes in your life, around what was happening, and how you're new now, how you're being rebirthed with a higher sense of wisdom and possibility, and also some confidence. You know, that can be great too if you've really been put through the ringer. So I really appreciate you listening to this episode. I hope it's helped you understand some things in your life and in your world. I'll keep talking about this in the weekly podcast, which you can follow on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, or wherever podcasts are distributed. In the meantime, please check out, I have two websites, at mollymccord.online. You can expand your business. That's where I help other healers, spiritual experts, authors, and guides know what to do with their business and to take them further out into the world. And then at my other website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, you can find more spiritual teachings, 12 books, and a variety of topics that I hope help you understand more of who you are in this lifetime. Thank you for joining me, friends. It's always a joy to connect with you. And I'll see you back here on the show at the next live broadcast on Wednesday. Thank you so much. Namaste.